The case goes back to 1995 when the fire department gave a test that didn't measure a potential firefighter's ability to do the job. It was much more likely that white candidates would score better than black candidates. The city established a cutoff score and hired the mostly white group that scored better. Josh Karsh is the plaintiff's lawyer.
We're very happy. It's been a very long time coming. We hope this is the ultimate and last chapter. And the Court of Appeals said that very shortly, 111 African Americans should be hired into the Chicago Fire Department.
The city will also have to pay about $30 million in damages to 6,000 others. Mike Krauser, News Radio 780 WBBM.